Christmas is the top card-sending holiday, and as people remain socially distanced, card makers expect higher sales this season. As Christina Estes reports from KJZZ's business desk, the pandemic has some consumers trying to connect beyond electronics.
A couple years ago, Shauna Fisher stopped doing this. Opening a box of holiday cards and handwriting messages to friends and family members. But this year, things changed.
My dad was the fifth person in Maricopa County to be diagnosed with COVID-19.
For 6 days, Shauna's father was hooked up to a ventilator.
And we thought we were going to lose him.
After 26 days, Robert Fisher was finally allowed to go home. It would be weeks before Shauna could hug her father.
The year has, if it's taught us anything, is resilience and really what is important. And it's not things, but it's people.
It's a lesson that led Shauna to resume a holiday tradition, sending paper cards.
Dear Susie and Eric,
I want the person who receives that card to feel that that card was picked for them and that that sentiment applies to them, whatever I write inside.
What seems a simple gesture really can have a lot of meaning for someone who's feeling disconnected.
Angela Engsminger handles creative product development for Hallmark, which accounts for more than a quarter of the greeting card industry. The privately held company doesn't share financials, but says online sales have experienced triple-digit growth this year.
People's hearts are in a different place right now.
For holiday cards, Hallmark is avoiding humor and sticking with traditional themes.
We are seeing cards that feature sentiment that reference celebrating across the miles as especially important this year.
While Hallmark is selling a lot of cards, so is Mona Dixon.
Every month at least doubles what I made the month before.
In May, Mona launched her greeting card business out of her Phoenix home as a way to help people stay emotionally connected while being physically separated.
I strongly believe that representation is important.
Her collection features characters with different skin tones and body types.
And I think just everybody gets excited when you see something that resembles you or that looks like whoever you're giving that card to.
Mona's Christmas cards are popular, but some people are looking ahead.
I had one lady right now, she wanted to skip holiday cards and go straight to Happy New Year cards and Happy New Year postcards just to, you know, encourage people that 2021 is not going to be a repeat or not be as bad as 2020.
The Greeting Card Association says Americans buy about 6.5 billion cards every year. Angela Engsminger says Hallmark's research finds more than 80% of millennials, that's 25 to 40-year-olds, enjoy receiving cards and keeping them.
I do think there's something very tangible and physical about a card that that is a reminder of the relationships and the connections in your life, especially at a time when those may not be as present.
Hallmark created a new holiday line this year for people to show appreciation for others who've been helpful during the pandemic, like grocery and healthcare workers, teachers, and neighbors. It was cards, emails, and texts from friends that helped Shauna Fisher during her father's illness and recovery.
And I don't think they realized how valuable and how familial it was to be able to hear from people and how that really was one of the few reasons I got through that time.
Finding the right holiday message may be tougher this year, with nearly 11 million Americans officially considered unemployed and more than 1.5 million lives lost to COVID worldwide. Etiquette experts suggest not making light of the pandemic.
There's something to be said for acknowledging somebody and letting them know, you know, you're special to me. This is what I see in you. And this is how you make me feel.
And if that sounds too intimidating to write, just keep it simple. There's a phrase guaranteed to cover everyone on your list. Thinking of you. Those three words tucked inside an envelope can make the perfect gift.
Here's to 2021. It can only get better.
Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.